Avalanche report for Friday, the 21st of February 2025. Avalanches can in very isolated cases be released in the old snowpack. All day it applies low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,400 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. Weak layers in the old snowpack can still be released in very isolated cases, in particular in little used terrain. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found on extremely steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. These avalanche-prone locations are rather rare and are therefore barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. Avalanches can reach medium size in isolated cases. The somewhat older wind slabs are only small and unlikely to be released now. Individual avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on near-ridge shady slopes. On extremely steep sunny slopes, individual, mostly small wet loose snowslides are possible as a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation. And now the snowpack. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on west, north and east facing slopes. These can be released in isolated cases. Steep sunny slopes, the snowpack is well consolidated and its surface has a melt-freeze crust that is barely capable of bearing a load. Sunshine and high temperatures will give rise as the day progresses to gradual softening of the snowpack on sunny slopes. This applies especially at low and intermediate altitudes, and in all aspects. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.10, springtime scenario. The tendency for Saturday, the 22nd of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.